Regular listeners will know that a few weeks ago we had the Audi RS e-tron GT. Well, last week I had the normal e-tron GT model, if you can call this modern-day classic sports car normal. Like its RS sibling, the e-tron GT is beautiful in design. A four-door coupe style with low, sleek lines, it's like a panther crouching, ready to strike. The e-tron GT comes with twin electric motors, one at the front and rear, that combine to provide some 350 kilowatts of power, driving all four wheels through the quattro drive system in a two-speed reduction gearbox. The battery is a 93 kilowatt-hour battery that has a realistic range of low to mid-400s. It's fast enough with a 0 to 100 kilometre an hour time of 4.1 seconds and a top speed of 245 kilometres an hour. Inside, it's tight but comfortable. It also wants for nothing in the way of safety or luxury. Another feature that is appreciated is the 360-degree cameras, as this is a large car and you sit low in it. The Audi e-tron GT isn't for everyone. It's expensive at around $182,500 plus the usual costs. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution, and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R PHEV, and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra, and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.